Why are you on your phone? I want to be on my phone too.
Well, you are on your phone. You have it in your hand.
I'm not like on it.
Yeah, right. I can see you're on it.
You could be in a butt.
All right.
So y'all asked for another one of these, and we don't really know what to talk about, but you liked my life advice audio from a few days ago, so I guess we're here, the old farts we are, to do life advice.
God almighty.
We
Thanks for
old.
reminding me of my age.
I'm old too, bitch.
Whatever.
Bitch, I'm old.
Nah.
I'm ancient. I'm going gray.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't have wrinkles. You're not old.
Yeah, I'm going gray, BB.
I don't care. You're still beautiful.
Oh, thank you,
Well, it's
BB.
the truth. I don't give a shit.
Remember that video I showed you with the girl and she just became a chair?
Yes.
Could I do that sometime?
Want to be get chair?
Can I make myself into a piece of furniture?
Can I sit on you? She just smacked me.
I just want to live my best life.
I want to be a part of that life.
No, it's just me. Just me, the creepy chair.
Love you.
You love a creepy chair?
Yes. That's not weird at all, right?
I don't know.
How y'all doing, guys?
I got a new toy.
Yeah, you got a new toy, all right. One that I'm still questioning whether or not you should have it or not, but I think
I
it's
knew
at
it. I knew you'd want to take it away.
I didn't say I was going to take it away. Actually, now that I think about it, it is a good idea for you to have something like this. So, for those of you who do not know, may I?
Yes.
For those of you who do not know, Kitty got herself a multi-tool.
It actually was a gift.
Oh, it was a gift. Oh, jeez. Now I feel like a dick to the person who got it for her. It is a multi-tool. She got it as a gift. And it's like a Leatherman, for any of you who know what multi-tools are and know quality. Leatherman's a pretty good benchmark standard, but this one's by United. And this thing is pretty freaking cool. Like this has I haven't gotten a chance to check a lot of it out, but it's got a pretty good knife which she could use, for a number of self-defense situations. Not to mention it's got a two-way flashlight. Now what a two-way flashlight is on this is press one button and it lights one way. Press the button again, it lights another way. So you can always have a light source
Ooh, click
for.
it. Make it ASMR. Click it.
I don't know if you could hear that, but there it was. And like I said, I'm going to click it again, and now the other light is lit. And the reason this is useful is it's a multi-tool, so you always have a light source pointed towards, towards the tool that you may or may not be using. Now, the reason I'm a big fan of this is because I use multi-tools at my job all the time. I have four of them. I have two that sit on my kit, one that sits on my belt, and one that's attached to my belt loop. So I don't lose it because it's so small. But between those four, I can usually get the job done. My boss doesn't like it because, oh, they have knives. Well, guess what? Lots of things are dangerous. Box cutters are dangerous. Screwdrivers are dangerous. And some of those are sharp enough to stab with, but, we still use them. So kind of freaking deal with it. Anyways, I'm getting off topic here. And there's Kitty to bring me back to what we're here for, and not ranting about my day, but aside from that. Yes, my darling.
So, life advice. Do you have any life advice for the children?
Yeah, I have a little bit of life advice. Don't work for Pitney Bowes.
They don't know what that is.
How do I put this? Okay, I'll put be more specific. Don't work for DFW Pitney Bowes. It's you're basically working in a sweatshop. You're paid for it, but it's there's virtually no safety. But
Don't give out any more details than that. This is the internet.
oh, fine. Okay, so actual life advice. I believe there's a request for dating advice, was it?
Yeah, like how to approach the perspective of a relationship.
The perspective of a relationship. Well, there's multiple ways to go about this, and I think the best advice, I mean, there's multiple things I can say about relationships because I've had to coach several people. I've even had to coach some of my Marines on this. It's not like, oh, plan out this date, more like just, hey, take it day by day, step by step. But as far as approaching a relationship, I would definitely say make sure you know what you're wanting out of a relationship, but also be aware of what you're bringing to the table. Because you're half of the equation in a relationship. Most people just think going into a relationship, oh, once I find this one person, they'll fit, I'll be happy and they'll fix me and blah blah blah. No, you have to realize that you are half of the equation in a relationship, so you have to know exactly what you're bringing to the relationship, good and bad. You really need to, I mean, you have to be aware of the good and the, like I said, good and the bad. And if the bad outweighs the good, you might want to start either looking at some self-help books or just see, generally see about correcting yourself in areas that you, if you're not fond of them, you think someone else is going to be fond of them. But, I mean, that's my take on it. What do you think, Kitty?
Well, also, there's a. People tend to assume it's always 50-50 when it's not. Sometimes it's got to be 80-20 or 60-40, depending on the person, depending on their day. Like, sometimes you do have to pick up more slack than the other person for a relationship to work out.
Well, are we talking about starting out, or are we talking about like making it work long term?
Once you get started, because people get started in a relationship, they think it's going to be 50-50, equal labor, and then they get kind of like, what do I do now?
Gotcha.
When the other person needs a bit more attention or needs a bit more something, and it's like, wait, now I'm doing all this extra labor. Why? And it's because, well, sometimes it isn't 50-50. Sometimes you have to pick up the slack. And you should go into a relationship anticipating that.
She's right about that. I did miss that part. And it's not so much, and like she said, it's not so much like be ready to, do that. I mean, don't expect to, have someone do the majority of the work, or don't expect someone to be to do the majority of the work. But, like she's example, I've had bad days, and I've come over. She knew about him. She knew about him when I was coming over, and she was able to just, slip into 80% mode, and just, give me back rubs. Just let me vent, hear me out. Just do everything that she was able to, everything that that I needed or asked, that helped me relax and become, just de-stress from the horrible, horrible days that I've had. And I'm I'd say that I would be, up to that 80% or 90% if ever need be. I think I've demonstrated that once or twice. I don't know. I mean,
Oh
that.
yes. Oh yes, you have.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn and, lie, but.
No, whenever I've had a mental health crisis, you've been over here.
Yeah, that's true. I did almost forget about that one. And yeah, now, do you mind if I tell them the story, or do you not want this one brought up?
Which one?
The one where you told me that you told me you needed me to come over even though I was halfway home.
Yeah, you can tell that one.
Okay. So, example, and now I will say you don't have to go this far right off the bat. I mean, I was able to do this. Then, and we'll talk about this next. But the example of where I went above and beyond, or 80%, 90%, was on my way home from work after it wasn't a bad day, but it wasn't a great day. But I get a phone call halfway home. And Katie has said that she's not feeling that great. She's not doing that great. And she asked if I could come over. She asked if I could come over and just, hold her and make her feel better. And I said, how bad is it? And she said, bad. So I looked at my clock and I looked at my gas gauge and I'm like, yeah, I can do this. So I turned around, headed the exact opposite direction that I was going, and got to her as fast as I could. And what I thought was me staying, for a couple of hours ended up me staying the rest of the night. Until she calmed down, and I mean, we fell asleep, but and again, y'all don't have to go this far. Y'all should not be y'all don't have to jump in, 90% right away, especially if you're not up to it. And this is the part that I was going to talk about next. Know your own limitations. There have been times where I've told Kitty, I can't make it. I can't do this, I've got to get home. I've got to do my stuff and make sure that I can take care of myself so that I can, so that, I can go to work and I can support myself. But then I will make sure that I'm able to come back, I'll come back another day. But know your own limitations, especially if, I mean, if a crisis comes up, you can't always be that 911. Should you try to be? Yes. But don't overexert and overextend yourself to the point where you are failing to sustain yourself just for someone else because and on the other side of that, if that person does not understand or, starts holding something over you, saying like, oh, if you truly loved me or if you truly, truly wanted to be with me, you'd do the. No. No. That's not how this works. That's not a healthy relationship. A healthy relationship understands that, you're a human being, not just a love plug. Not just something that you just plug in, like a USB drive, here's Daryl, here's Bob. People are people and they have their own needs. So, anyways, that's. So, like I said, just be careful and make sure you know your own limits. Take care of yourself as well as your partner. Kitty, anything?
I think with getting into a relationship, a lot of people feel like just because they're single, they have to be in one. Don't get into a relationship just for the sake of being in one. Because 9 times out of 10 you do that, you're going to be miserable. Especially if it's someone you hardly even know. I personally, I'm a fan of relationships that are friendships first. I like those a lot better. Because then you already know each other.
Definitely makes sense. I mean, that's kind of how it was with us. And you're absolutely right. Jumping into a relationship ahead of time with a complete stranger. Now, I will say this, it's not a guaranteed failure, but having known the person, been friends, talked with someone, gotten to know them, hang out in a social setting before you hang out alone. There's no way that one can go wrong. And what's the term? What's the example I'm looking for here? Well, I mean, like she said, don't just date someone, date someone. That is a horrible idea. That's a bad idea. And I know from experience because I've done that. My last relationship was similar to that. I wasn't necessarily miserable, but I wasn't happy. And there's a huge, I mean, there are huge differences, but at the same time, there's not that happiness, there's not that elation, there's not that, oh, I really want to be with this person. It was more of, oh, okay, I've got to spend time with this person. It felt more like an obligation, and the obligation should not feel like a burden. I mean, it shouldn't even feel like an obligation. It should feel more like, hey, I get to go do this. It's, privilege of sorts. It's There's a term I'm missing here because I'm not I'm firing off of like 6 hours of sleep here. What am I trying to say? You know what I'm talking about. It's not so much a. It shouldn't feel like a chore or an obligation. It should feel more like something you're looking forward to do in that day,
It should feel natural.
not just natural, but it's like something you're looking forward to. Something like you should be happy. Like you should be cherishing the idea of that drive to his or her house, and wanting to. I mean, even knowing that you're only going to be spending like so much time, you should still be, happy for every second of that. No matter what you're doing. Like I have no idea. I had no idea what we were going to be doing. Or I had forgotten that Kitty said she wanted to record a podcast up until I walked through up until I texted her saying I was on my way. And but either way, I was still looking forward to the drive, the possibilities of oh, we could record a podcast or we could just Netflix and actual chill, not Netflix and chill, or whatever the term was. But you okay? Need some water? Okay, but it should you should always look forward to hanging out and not look forward to leaving. Like Kitty will tell you that I don't I do not relish leaving her. Her place at all ever. So, I always delay as much as I can just to spend every other set, every second that I can until I absolutely have to go. So, I on this relate on the bit of a relation, being in a relationship. I promise I'm not trying to hog the mic. So if
No,
you
go ahead.
On
I'm
the
curious.
on the point of being in a relationship for the sake of being in a relationship, if you ever find yourself in a bad relationship or if you're not happy in one, get out. Get out. Just, now don't be a dick and say, fuck you, I'm out. But, just if you're really not happy in a relationship, and you're not, and you don't think there's a way to salvage it, or you don't, or there's nothing that you want to salvage out of it, just stop. Just stop. You're doing yourself a disservice. and you're doing your partner a disservice. I mean, now, is that mean? Does that suck? Yeah, it kind of does. But think about it this way. If you're not happy in a relationship, what are you doing in it? I mean, the point of a relationship is, in my eyes, it's to enrich each other's lives by experiencing things together, or or trying new things together. But the point of it is to go through life together. And like I said about, coming over and spending time, you should be looking forward to that and enjoying that. If you're in a relationship where you don't feel happy, or you don't, or just what are, you really need to ask yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I in this relationship? And speaking of personal experience, 2 years ago, I was in a relationship with someone, and we fought constantly over dumb stuff. I mean, we had good moments, we had bad moments, but there was always that gnawing feeling like this wasn't going to last. If you get that feeling, the first thing you need to do is have a conversation and ask what's going on. And don't be afraid to have a conversation with your partner. Don't. Because communication is one of the biggest important things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was one of your rules right off the bat, was 100% honesty straight off the bat, and I've done everything I could to make sure I have been honest, and I mean, unless I've forgotten, in which case you have every right to, gibbs me. So, but if you're not really sure where you're do what you're doing in a relationship with someone, by all means, and especially if you guys are arguing or fighting, or every other conversation, turns to we need to have a talk. Seriously ask yourself what you're doing in this relationship, or what, where you think this is going. And like I said, don't be afraid to have an unpleasant talk, because 9 times out of 10, those conversations will unearth like a feeling or something from one side or the other or both that makes them go, well, I don't like the way you do this, or I don't like the way you talk about that, or your views on such and such or so and so, and it will go to that. But don't be afraid to have those conversations, because tiptoeing around it is just going to delay and make you more miserable. And when it finally does blow up, well, that's when the screaming can start, and you really don't want that. Kitty, anything to add on?
Well, also, I think I'm gonna go with, because quite a number are single. If you're single, like, don't lament being single. Enjoy it, actually. Don't hold out for a relationship. Let it just happen. Because there are a lot of perks to being single. Like, for one thing, you have no one to answer to.
That's true. Yeah, I mean there are bonuses to there are bonuses to, just being able to, dance to your own beat and play to your own tune. And there's nothing to be ashamed about there. I mean, you're single, so what? You're on your own. You're not necessarily, holding out for the perfect, someone, but you're also not diving at every, potential possibility or something. You know who you are, you know what you want, and eventually, I mean, now here's the other thing, and I will, and I'm gonna put, now I'm gonna divert a little bit. You know who you are, you know what you want. But this is the part where you have to do a little bit of work. You have to put yourself out there, and you have to, get out, or get out there one way or another. It could be through a dating site, it could be the bar scene, it could be, parties at a fr you know from, at a friend's house.
It
But
could even be online gaming.
it, yeah, on shoot, I'd forgotten about that one. But yeah, the point is, get out there. Get out there and don't be afraid to talk about yourself. Don't be afraid to talk to other people. I've got someone, a friend of mine, who is going the online dating route. He's only recently had some luck, and it's with someone who's currently out of country, but on a trip of sorts. But he was putting way too much pressure, way too much faith in the online dating thing, and or rather, he was putting too much pressure on the compatibility results. Like, if it wasn't, like, I'd say 95% compatibility, I'm gonna dial it down a bit. I'd say if he wasn't around 90, if it wasn't 90% compatible based off of the website, then he was skeptical. And of course, he lost heart when people didn't respond to the messages. And of course, you're just gonna get that people. Some people, someone you're interested in isn't gonna be necessarily interested in you. But the point is, get out there, talk to people, meet with people, mingle.
Well, here's some advice I have. And this comes from my experience with the work I do. Don't feel entitled to a person. Just because you are attracted to someone and you like them, it doesn't mean they feel the same way. And don't treat them poorly if your feelings aren't reciprocated. Be nice. Like, don't be that person that, tries to be someone's friend, but you have this interest in them, and then the moment you realize that they're just not into you that way, you shut down and you stop just being a friend. That is horrible. Don't do that. Be someone's friend, and if a relationship happens, great. If not, you still have a really cool friend you can rely on for other things. But don't feel entitled to a relationship. Don't feel entitled to sex from another person just because you personally feel something for them or attracted to them.
That's a very good point. And I'm gonna delve back into my own past for a second. The relationship I had well, I'm gonna leave her name out of this, but the relationship with her at this point, Miss 2016, because that's about as long as it lasted, was that year. But we were friends for barely, I mean, well, that's not irrelevant. What was relevant is, we had been friends for a little bit. We have mutual friends who we always hung out with. And we dated, we had problems. Eventually, in January of 2017, we agreed to just split up and end it because it wasn't working out. And we agreed that we were still going to be friends and, treat, be courteous and civil. Because there was no reason, there was, I mean, we ended on a good mutual note. And there was no reason we couldn't still be friends. Yes, it was awkward, but, we still got to be, we still were able to be friendly with each other, civil with each other. And as a matter of fact, occasionally I'll help her out with a trip to to a doctor. Because she's got medical issues and she's not able to drive and she's on bad terms with her parents. So occasionally I'll take her to a doctor's office and, she'll compensate me with, paying for lunch or whatever, but but we've still been able to be remain good friends. Nothing more than that, obviously, because I've got this beautiful lady right next to me. But you know, like Kitty said, don't treat them horribly just because something didn't work out. You know, if someone's going to treat you horribly, then, you know, that's their hang up. That's their problem. But there is absolutely no reason for you to treat them horribly, even if they're a complete jackass to you. Like, there's no reason for that. You know, there's already enough bad shit in this
Now, if
world.
they abuse you, that's another thing.
Well, if they abuse you, then just defend yourself and get away. But, you know, don't go on the offensive. There's no reason for you to go on the offensive with someone else. You know, just, you know, get out, you know, go defensive, get out of it, and then, you know, move on with your life. Cut that cancer out of your life because you don't need it. And you can kind of tell pretty quick if a relationship goes, you know, if you here's the part that I here's if you take anything away from this, it's I'll say this, let it be this. You know deep down inside of you what feels right, what feels wrong. If you're starting to have doubts or something doesn't feel right to you, then start asking those hard questions. What am I doing in this relationship? Is this someone I want to be with? You know, is this really working the is this really going the way I want? Start asking those hard questions, especially if you're not sure and you start getting that feeling in the bottom of your gut saying, what is really going on here? That would be the key note. If that's the one thing you take away from this session, then I would say that would be it. Anything else to add?
I also say is be careful for people who are manipulative, and be careful for people who are clingy, and keep an eye out for those behaviors in yourself. Like, always check yourself when you're with other people, whether it's your friends or someone you want to be in a relationship with. See if you are, if your behavior is manipulative or if it's clingy. Like, if someone wants you to go hang out with their friends, how you react to that, or if they want to be with their family, how you react to that, how many times a day that you call them, how many times a day that you text them, and what you talk to them about. Check yourself. And at the same time, watch for that behavior in other people, even if you're not in a relationship, even if you're just friends, but for some reason they feel the need to monopolize you and your time. You know, keep an eye on that. You don't need dead weight in your life, especially if it drags you down.
And I'll quickly just use an exa us as an example. Kitty knows that I check myself against her every single, you know, I would almost say daily, right? I mean, I want to make sure that, I mean, I've been in enough relationships and made enough faux pas. It's like, oh, you don't do this when you're with your significant other, or oh, you don't do that around, you know, her parents, or you don't do this or that. You know, there's just certain things you don't do. Now, I personally, I mean, Kitty has already told me that just about anything is, you know, is fine as long as it's, you know, not completely outlandish and grotesque, or just plain stupid. But nonetheless, I always ask and check, you know, make sure, you know, that wasn't too much, that wasn't a, you know, bad timing, you know, that wasn't an inappropriate thing to say or ask about. I always, you know, if there's doubt, I ask and make sure to make, you know, that way I know, oh, this was too much. Okay, correct it. Or oh, this was okay. All right. Cool. Nice to know. You know, nice to know. That being said, that, oh, that was okay. Nice to know is not always guaranteed. So just because it was okay once does not mean it's always okay. The flip side of this, don't call your confidence into question, or don't question yourself enough to make that to make your partner question your confidence. Have some, let those good ones, those good, okay, this is all right, let those build into confidence that you have, so that so that you're not always asking about the exact same thing over and over and over. But at the same time, do check yourself to make sure that you're, do check yourself so that you don't find yourself getting complacent. And I realize that those do kind of contradict each other. So the point you kind of have to find that little butter zone where you're building your confidence in your ability, or your confidence with, your partner and their friends and their family, and at this and still keeping yourself on your toes so that you don't become complacent and make a huge slip up. I had something else that I was going to say about this, but I dropped my train of thought.
Derailed.
Yeah, I kind of did. I have a tendency to do that. Okay. Yeah.
Did that help?
That help? No, it didn't. You're having way too much fun. Anyways, so, but yeah, check yourself and, make sure that you're, make sure that you're not jumping at shadows when you check yourself. Don't be afraid, but don't be complacent. That's what I would say.
That's pretty good advice.
Yeah. Well, I try. I'd like to think I have good advice every now and
You do.
then. Stop that. Stop that. Nope. 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 Do. Do. I love you.
Love you.
Okay, so not to just, go off on a love tangent. Any other thoughts or things, or do you think we should break for a minute?
We can break.
Up to you. You're the boss.
I've got nothing to add. You pretty much touched on everything.
I'd like to make sure that we touch on everything and didn't leave anything out, but I think we've, well, tell you what, we'll break real quick and then we'll come back if if we've missed anything. Yeah, stick around.
And we're back. We figured out where to pick up on.
Yep. So the last, well, the next thing that I believe we're going to talk about in or about being in a relationship is the sex. Now, something to note about a relationship and sex. Sex is not the, it is not the final destination. It is not the, ultimate goal of a relationship. And if that is your attitude towards it, change it. If that is your belief or, thought process on it, do something to fix that because you're wrong. And I'll put it into a better perspective. I mean, yes, I mean, sex is more of a, I would say it's more of a trust. Like, you've earned this person's trust to this point that they're willing to give their body to you, male or female. You know, guys can be holdouts too. But the point is that sex, I mean, allowing this person to, and I can use some fancy terminology here that might, you know, make it sound a little corny, meld with one, with another person and become one. It's a trust thing. Like, they have decided that you are worthy of their trust, that they trust you with their with this level of intimacy, that you will not betray that trust. Ladies and gentlemen, if you earn this level of trust with someone's, with someone that you care about deeply, someone that you hold truly dear, don't mess it up. Don't betray it. Please. Because not only are you doing yourself a disservice, you are breaking the person. You're not only shattering that trust that you may, that you have probably, you know, put a good amount of time and effort in to earn, but you're also hurting and damaging that person's being. So please, 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 you know, just remember that people are human and that that level of trust does not come easy. It shouldn't come, and from the opposite side, it should not come easy. It should be something that anyone, you know, not just, you know, Kitty and I, we had to earn that level of trust, and it came over, like, people like to think that, you know, oh, you know, those two, regarding us, those two just got together one day and they lived happily ever after. Well, we're still living and it's not ever after. But also, Kitty and I have known each other for what I thought was 4 years and what actually turned out to be more. We just, you know, crossed paths at different points of our lives. And ultimately we finally decided, yes, let's see where this goes. And I don't know about you, but I'm not looking back.
Me either.
There you go. So, and going back to what I said earlier, sex is not the be-all, end-all. It is just, you know, that kind of graduation into a higher level of trust and intimacy. Because really what a relationship is... in my humble opinion, and by all means, feel free to interject your thoughts on this at any point. But for me, a relationship, like I said earlier on, is you're enriching your life through the company of another. You okay?
I'm okay.
I mean, that's the point of a relationship in my eyes, is to enjoy something with someone that you love and care about. And if sex is the only thing that you're focused on, then okay, have sex. And then what then? That's not the end of the relationship. Like, if sex is the end of a relationship for you, like I said earlier, fix yourself. Like, a true relationship should be that... You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A true relationship should be wanting to spend as much time together as possible, either in public or in private. And like I said, experiencing life together.
Okay. I have a tickle in my throat.
I know. You need some water.
Yeah. I wanted to reach my other drink, but it's over there.
It's way over there. Yes, this is now Bottle Chan.
Bottle Chan. So, how about communication?
Did you have anything to talk about on sex?
No, you pretty much hit all the points.
Really? You don't have a unique take on it? Or, I mean, I know I hit the points, but I kind of want your opinion on it. Like even if you gloss over the same stuff, I just kind of wanted, like.
Well, basically, everyone has sex at their own pace in a relationship. I hate this whole thing. It's like, oh, you have to wait until the ex a date before you have sex, and you can't have sex unless they do this and or do this. It's like, just go at your own pace. If you're with someone you are really into and you have sex on the first date, it doesn't mean your relationship is doomed. It doesn't.
That also doesn't mean it's guaranteed either, but you know, I didn't mean to jump in on you, but you're absolutely right. You know, sex is at its own pace or at the individual's pace. So, I mean, you're absolutely right. So, anything else or?
That's all I had to say.
All right then, the last thing, unless we think of something, you know, brilliant on the spur, communication. And I know we covered communication earlier, but
Communicate everything.
and she's not kidding. If you think you're communicating too much, you're wrong.
Whether it's with friends, friends count too. Communicate everything with friends too. All the fights I have seen, all the just chaos, it all starts with miscommunication. It all starts with someone not saying something or only saying we're saying something to not the right person. It all starts with miscommunication or no communication at all.
And that miscommunication is often a la is often, like she said, you know, speak up, say something. That miscommunication usually comes in the form of, well, what did you mean by that? Or not saying, what did you mean by that? And I'll put it on two different ways. Say, you know, saying it, what did you mean by that, can come across as either hostile or questioning, and not real. And you know, really, all you're trying to ask is, you know, hey, what exactly did you mean by that? You know, hey, I want more information. You know, and depending upon how it's taken, you know, well, more information will give you a clear picture so that you can form your thoughts, your actions, your next move or reaction to, you know, better back up why you are, you know, why you're feeling this way, or defeat it, like, oh, this is what you meant. Okay, that's no problem. Not saying, what did you mean by that? Not speaking up and just, you know, drawing your own assumptions. Like, if you don't know, you don't know. Like, don't be that guy. We have a saying in the military: close mouths don't get fed. And what I mean, and what that means is, if there's no pro, if you don't say there's a problem, there's no problem. Like, if I didn't tell Kitty, hey, I've got a problem with this, she doesn't know. Just because we're in a relationship doesn't mean we read each other's minds. So, not speaking up, you're not letting that person know, hey, what did you mean? Or, hey, there's a problem. So, again, no communication is still miscommunication, which leads to misinterpretation, which leads to drama. Which is something that should only be reserved for the stage and theater.
Indeed.
So, another thing in communication, and I'm gonna hit on this one because this is something that, as someone who is more audio visual, guys, beware, or anyone actually. Not just guys. Be wary of text. Be wary of text. And this is what I mean by it. 90%, 97, it has been said that 97% of emotion is removed from, from a message when it's just written. So, and we've become, and texting is, it's a constant and almost a, a given in this day and age in society. So texting, texting with just read words or written words, you kind of you lose content, you lose inflection, you lose tone. So, an example I love is, the word hey. Hey with an exclamation mark. You could send that, and it's like, hey, how are you? Or it's like, hey, I need to talk to you. And that's my, and that's the one that I always go to. With texting, you lose that context. So me personally, whenever I need clarity of what's going on, even if I'm in a situation where I can't, I try to get to a point where I can, like I stop the conversation. Now, a lot of people say, well, stopping communication's a bad thing. Well, yes, it is, but putting it on pause so you can better communicate is a better thing. This way, you don't just keep texting back and forth to where intent and tone and inflection are misread and misinterpreted. If you have, I prefer if stuff's getting bad, if it's getting to the point where I feel that a conversation is deteriorating or communication is breaking down, I will stop texting and make a phone call, make a Skype call, something to where I can hear the person's voice and better understand how they sound, how they feel, which lets me understand what's going on. Or, and maybe even where better where they're coming from. That pause in communication allows me a chance to not only collect myself, but also, again, keep myself from becoming overly emotionally invested to a point where I'm out of control and I just, fire off something that I don't mean or I would, or, something that I can't take back. So, communication, I would say if you can talk to someone, talk to someone. Phone calls are always a good idea.
Or Skype,
Or Skype, or,
Discord voice.
anything where you can physically hear, the voice, physically hear each other and talk to each other, as opposed to like, especially if you think something is, if you think communication's breaking down over texting, my humble opinion, stop texting and dial the number. Any thoughts or anything you want to add?
Nope, that's pretty much how I feel. It's like I text to a point, but if I'd have to have a serious conversation, I take it to a phone call.
Exactly. Oh, baby.
Know.
I think we better,
Better wrap this up.
yeah, and so I can, so we can take care of you.
Yep, before Ursula comes back again.
Yeah, she's gonna come after me this time.
No. All right.
Well, anyways, hope this helps, guys, and yeah, hope you liked it. If you've got any questions, I'm sure, feel free to,
Ask in
ask
the
them.
comments.
Yeah, ask in comments, submit them in the comments, and Kitty and I will try and get back to you with our own personal unique tastes or and perspectives. So, anyways, have a good night, take care, and we'll catch you next time.
Yep, this has been Tide Podcast number 2. Yay!
Peace.